Where does she go to church? There's a
in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. You figured out how to say that, or
Chicago? That's how Squanch used to say.
That's how you say
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. You say it all the time. Chicago.
No, Chicago.
Chicago. There has to be a G in there.
Chicago.
Chicago. That's how. Whoa.
That's how you say it, man. That's how you know you Mexican. But there's a church over there where she.
I guess maybe there's a small group of people. Who, because they're in Mexico, you know, the church is in Mexico.
Right, the main church.
And I mean, well, Chicago's got a large collection of beaners.
Brown folk. There's a lot of...
beaners.
Not all necessarily beaners. There's, you know, the...
wet banks, grease balls, spicks, whatever there's, you want to call
there's
them.
There's Puerto Ricans, there's Dominicans.
But it's a Mexican church.
Okay, well, that's beaners then.
La Iglesia de Jalisco, I guess.
But anyway, so does she attend a church there in Chicago?
Yeah.
And
where they do like late night services.
They live on rice and beans and deprive your brain of the proper nutrients so that they can feed you their doctrine.
That's probably.
That's a goal.
That's not, yeah, that's like, my charge is like,
wait.
Does
she believe in Jesus Christ?
I can make anyone not believe in Jesus Christ.
Does she believe in Jesus Christ? Does she believe in a triune God?
Yes. She believes in the typical Holy Bible and the heaven or hell, and if you fulfill God's will in your life, you will go to... But she throws in weird just... these people go to Abraham's bosom, and then God will come and ascend down to earth, and then take those from Abraham's bosom and just chuck them into heaven.
What's Abraham got to do with it? Oh, well, Abraham was the first one that, you know, had... he's got the agreement with God.
When she talks about it, there is more of like an Old Testament,
yeah,
you know, feel to it. It's like, okay, well, they at least teach you the fundamentals, I guess. But I was like, how, you know, I don't speak Spanish and all, but I would love to just...
you could drive up there and at the
experience
end...
experience just the, what is going on? Because she's like, well, they don't sing. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. They don't sing, they don't dance, there's no PDA, there's no hug the neighbor next to you.
Oh, I hate that. Blah. Peace of the Lord be with you. And also with you.
I don't like you very much. Nor do I.
But the peace of the Lord be with you and also with you.
You don't need any peace. I need it more.
And...
but like, what you know, the way she's trying, you know, we all, you know, we wear long dress and we wear grandma's doily on her head and I'm like...
that is so...
old-fashioned.
Because
like, they don't make people like you no more.
Just imagine if you casó con ella.
I have to go to that fucking church. Till I convince her God doesn't exist, and then I ruin her life and faith.
True.
Just as I did Jenna. And most everybody else I meet. Who decides to get into this topic. And I was
but,
like, I can disprove your God.
But just imagine she's...
she'd be a tougher nut to crack, though.
Claro, porque ella es mexicana.
Stubborn. God. Stubborn as the burros they so love.
Just... ay, Dios. I don't know.
I don't know, too. It threw me back. I was like, whoa, you know...
it's fun to talk to you, but that whole religious thing, I... and wait a minute, can you have that on your conscience? If you destroy her faith and her whole world, could you live with yourself knowing that you destroyed her innocence?
Yeah.
You are my son.
Yeah, I could. Well, it's like...